Blog Talk Radio.
With WPRS.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
And I'm Eric. And of course, you guys know the girls are here, Visionique and Nakoma.
And it's two outside by the door.
Yes.
For those of those who like our black cats.
Yeah, for some reason they wanted to join the show tonight. They've been jumping up against the door.
Yeah, I heard this noise. It was like, bam. Like, what on earth? And you already pulled the window shade, and it's like they're just staring in, wanting to come in. It's funny.
I can't blame them because I wouldn't want to be out there either. I don't know who else has experienced it, but oh my gosh, right now the ticks have gotten so bad. And just to give you an idea, I was like, the other night, felt something on my back, and I thought it was just a scab, and I picked at it and picked it off and then looked at it, and it was a tick. So tell everybody, please, please be careful out there because the ticks are crazy. Well, I hope everybody's having a good night. We had a special treat for you tonight. Hope everybody's ready. Has she?
No. She's coming. She's a little slow, but she's coming.
Okay, so you guys just have to listen to us talk for a little while. Hopefully you don't mind hearing
we
us.
We can talk about the fact that it's World Golf Day. Yeah, for me who wears black everywhere, even in the dead of summer.
Why does it have to be black?
It doesn't. It could be white. You know, little angels. But hey, who's goth and wears white?
Hey, I had to do that for my bud. I have not mentioned him in a long time.
Oh, he decided to show up tonight. Hi, bud.
Hey, be nice to him.
Why?
Because he's my buddy. Even though it gives me a hard time, it's good to see that he's back. Because I was getting ready to bring Visionique into work. Because he joked Visionique. So I'm sending the warning to him now. Don't mess with Visionique. She's kind of like Wendy. She'll get you when you don't expect it.
And our guest of honor is going to be a little late tonight, but we've got plenty to talk about, like what's happening in 2 days.
Yes. Can you guys believe Wendy's daughter is graduating from high school?
She didn't tell me tonight that she's scared. She's nervous.
Well, of course. That comes with the norm.
And we're like, girl, you've already done everything you need to do. So,
hey, if she didn't get nervous, I would worry about her.
Yeah, but she's good. We're at a picnic tomorrow night at school, or tomorrow evening at school.
I won't be able to go to that.
No, me either.
But I am off on Friday because I am going to this graduation that I've been waiting for. And, you know, a lot of people didn't even think she was going to graduate. Everybody had their doubts. But I have to say she's had an awesome, awesome support team on her side. And there's someone that especially has really been a major mentor to her.
Yes, he has.
And done so much. So a big shout out to him as well.
To them. It would be them.
Oh, yes. Can't forget. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. You'll get to meet them probably next week when we have our big show, which we're not announcing just yet.
Yes, it's going to be something. We were going to do it this week, but with, you know, the graduation, we were like, nah. Because let me tell you right now, Wendy's just a mess. She's like a bundle of emotions because she's proud, of course, but it's also knowing that her baby's growing up.
Yeah, so, like, don't go to this graduation because, you know, I don't cry in front of just everybody. It's going to be a whole big room.
And I know when they did the, what is it, the baccalaureate?
Yeah.
The ceremony before the. But she got up there. And every camera she walked by, she posed.
My daughter was dabbing on the way out. I thought dabbing was out. Not for her. She just brought it way back in. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. Oh, can I do the pre-invite to the invite tomorrow?
Yes, of course.
So for Lexi's graduation party, we are going to Greenbrier Mall in Chesapeake at 3:15. to the cinema cafe to see Detective Pikachu. Woo! And everyone's invited. I'm not paying for everyone, but everyone is invited.
And I have to definitely stand corrected when I told you we're having a special guest. We're having a special, guest. Yes, it's them.
Oh, yeah.
So I got to stress them, not him, them. So tune in to that show to find out
next
who them.
Next week is going to be off the charts. I would have done gotten over the graduation and.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
But I'm really looking forward to this. I know for all you that know, the movie we're going to, of course, has to do with one of Alexis's favorite things. And she's like a, what do they call him now? I got to start getting the terminology right.
She's a Pokemon master.
Yes. And truly, she is.
A Pokemon master. She has been a master for many, many years now. So
she's been chomping at the bit to teach me to fight in it. And I promised her this weekend, because she was graduating, that on Sunday I would sit down and let her show me. Would you guys believe? Let me tell you this, because we still got a little time. But let me tell you, did you know she got her granddaddy, who can't stand
Pokemon,
was playing and really into it, asking questions and laughing.
I saw him in the battle. Which I don't know who knows battling. I mean, I know Pokemon Go. Okay, I'm way back in the day. But battling, something about you got maps, you got cards, you've got.
And I'm going to tell you, I'm serious. When you tell somebody is a master, they are truly a master, because she knows. And she freaked them out because she was reading the cards upside down. She was telling them what was on the cards.
The writing is so small, I can't read it.
And she
put it in my hand, and she read it upside down. It was awesome. But anyway, so if anybody is free, Saturday, 3:15, Greenbrier Mall Cinema Cafe. Let's go and show this girl some spirit, man. Got to go watch Pikachu.
And she'll be easy to spot. Just look for the one that's either saying Alakazam.
No, that would be her.
But one thing I will advise, do not joke or say anything about Alakazam, because she's very protective of him.
That's her pet.
Her boyfriend, get it right. Don't be ashamed of that. That's what makes Alexis Alexis. And it could be worse. She could be dating that many real guys, and then you would be freaking out because, you know, guys nowadays, they're thinking with the wrong head.
We won't go there.
Won't go there.
We won't go there because we won't go there.
Are you scared? Mama's scared.
No,
everybody.
I'm just sick. Sick of them. But
stay tuned. WPRS is actually going somewhere.
Not to September.
But we're going somewhere.
But we're going somewhere.
It's local, but we're going somewhere.
We're going to be at the, what they call the first year. They're not calling it that anymore.
They called it the Farrakhan.
The Farrakhan.
But they call it a Paracon now.
Yeah.
But at Ferry Plantation in Virginia Beach, which is really close to one of the people listening.
A couple of the people listening. All come.
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody should come. I'm actually going to have some homemade things for sale there.
Oh, cool. But
so,
you will have a blast. So come and join that, too. It's really local. I mean, it's
Virginia Beach.
Yeah.
Where I'll work. I think you go down one street and cross over and I'm there. I don't know why I'm not there more often.
Yeah. What? Yeah, you also got a sushi place real close to you.
I know. I wish someone would take me to get sushi. I love sushi. I do.
Well, I was actually going to get to go, but because of the graduation, I couldn't.
Yeah.
And, of course, too, the one I was going to go with, you know, has his other group of, what do you want to call them?
Homies?
Yes.
For lack of better term. Do you really want me to call them what I want to call them?
Nah.
No? Are you telling me that I should be nice?
Yeah, I gotta be nice.
Really? It's my show.
Well, go for it.
And I'm not going to drop the F-bomb tonight, or I would have put it as R.
Oh, yes.
We do apologize for our guest being late tonight. She's having technical difficulties on her end.
That's all right.
So,
it's good.
I'm nervous. I'm going to get a live reading tonight.
Yeah, I know. That's going to be cool. And I don't know if you guys saw, but Bethany had mentioned that if you hear her say something and it's truly, like, related to you like that, and you want to call in, you know, message Wendy on Facebook with your number, and she'll bring you on.
We'll get you on. Yes, we will. Because we want to stop having people on here because people will get sick and tired in my mouth. We want more people to join in.
I do want to say this, and just so everybody, but as everybody knows, my buddy Tony had told me a story that happened at his house,
mm-hmm.
and I want him to one time get on and share that story. It is, like, really cool.
I think that's what we're going to do week after next. Maybe we'll have just good old-fashioned sit around a log campfire talking about ghost stories.
And everybody who wants to can call in and share their experiences, because I know we've all had them, and don't think that they're silly or an app. You know, I want to hear all the stories, because I'm telling you what he told me, OMG.
And I'm sure it's true. And real.
It's definitely true.
Gives me goosebumps just thinking about it. So in 2 weeks, y'all tune in. Come on, tell me your stories.
Yes.
I know we've had it before, and it was a success, and people start opening it up, and, you know. Because on this show, nobody's stupid. Nothing we say is stupid. Because trust me, I have said a lot. And
we all have.
Yeah, you know, so y'all call and tell us your stories. Our special guest tonight is going to be Bethany. But then that night is when she really should either reiterate what she wants to tell us about where she went or tell us, for, you know, it's this girl. She's awesome. She's been around. She's
oh, yeah.
been to Disney. Come on. Anybody who's worked for Disney's got to be awesome.
Yeah, I know. I can't imagine. Oh, I want to give a shout out to all my Bush friends because they're getting ready. A lot of them are doing audition time soon. And
yep. Getting ready to be Hello Scream, and guess what? Tell them, E!
Uh-oh. What am I supposed to tell
Which you told me this afternoon that I am.
What?
I'm famous.
Oh yes. Oh my gosh, I feel so stupid. Sorry, I'm drinking coffee now with a different type of cream.
Yeah, I don't know what this stuff is.
And it's kind of affected me. For everybody on the Busch Gardens Facebook page, there is a video for Finnegan's Flyer, and that's the new ride at Busch Gardens. For anybody that has not ridden it, ride it. It is so much fun. But anyway, Wendy is in a video. One of them, it's hard to see her, but one part of the video.
I'm like, is, right there in your face.
Yes.
And if y'all find me, let me know, because I'm wearing the one color in the world that I would not ever wear unless I was in something like that. White.
Yeah, I know.
If y'all find me, let me know.
Because I don't know if you guys remember when Wendy had told you that she got picked to do that Wendy's Challenge at Busch Gardens, and she actually won. And she even got interviewed, so keep your eyes open for that, because they'll probably start, you know, sharing those things. But I know I saw that video today, and I, like, sent it to her, because I was like, oh, my gosh, look, there you are. It was so cool. Yeah, I was supposed to go to this because she was, allowed a guest. But because of my work,
who you would have been right there in the video with me, being all famous like, no.
I know. I gave up my fame to be at work because we were busy. But I can't dwell on that. At least she got to do it, and it was kind of neat that Wendy won Wendy's Challenge.
Why do you think I won Wendy's Challenge? Because my name is Wendy. Why else? I told you there's something in the coffee, man.
Okay.
It is. Wow. Anybody want to share? Nothing was good.
Okay. Okay.
And our guest is really late.
Okay, so for anybody that wants to know, it's at Dollar General.
It's a Dollar General. $2 creamer.
Clover Valley Salted Caramel. If you want to act like Wendy's acting, get that and put it in your coffee. I don't know if you have to have the Firehouse Blend coffee or can we get any coffee? She's sitting here and she's like really tan, but she's like turning red because she's like all giddy acting. So, wow.
I'm waiting for my reading.
Yeah, I know. You might have to postpone that.
I might have to change the.
It's all right. I do want to tell everybody again, because I can't say it enough, I want to thank every one of you that listens later, that supports us, that has gone to the web page. We couldn't do this without you guys. You guys are the reason.
And WPRS website Facebook page is four away from getting this kick-ass prize for being number 500. We're waiting.
Yeah.
Give me a kick-ass prize. We just need four people.
Oh, did you make the rating so you could say that word?
I did.
Okay, shoot. Cause
I can't drop the F bomb, but I can say kick ass.
Wow. Although your daughter would be telling you, Mommy, watch your language.
know.
Now, what does she say? She doesn't say watch your language. What is? She says something. Something very unique. She says something. I don't know. Oh, yeah, I also want to let everybody know that's interested, go check out Twisted Paranormal, their page, because they're doing a cruise next year.
That we're not going to be on.
Yeah, that we don't get to go, but that's all right. Maybe one day we'll have a WPRS cruise. And it will be sponsored by...
Tony!
Tony, my buddy!
Yeah! Good idea.
Everybody that's in favor of that, send it to WPRS if you feel that the trip should be sponsored by my buddy Tony. I think that's a great idea. Wow. Well,
while we wait,
can't even turn my phone on. I wanted to kind of share this while we wait because apparently she's really having some
I was just informed that Lexus says don't say that word, it's a bad word when someone cusses.
Yes. And I'm telling you, she will tell anybody at high school. She went to high school, and if they're fighting, she will literally walk up to them and say, don't fight.
She will. She'll be right in the middle of it.
Now, I don't know who she got it from because her mom would not even get involved in that.
No.
So... I'm telling you, you guys need to join us Saturday just to show some love and support. Even if you can't stay for the movie and you just want to say, hey, everybody, you know, make an appearance.
Yeah, y'all don't have to go to the movie. We'll stand outside for a while.
Because I'm serious. I made the joke saying that the whole town of Murfreesboro was going to shut down during her graduation, because I'm telling you, we can't go anywhere without people mentioning. But I know we talked about this on an earlier show, but you know, I wanted to let people know that if you get like interested in ghost hunting and that, you know, follow your passion with it. If you want to know some things, you can talk to teams that are established, because I'm going to say, you know, at first we started out, you know, as we told you, and it was just like going to a cemetery or going to somewhere that was supposedly semi-haunted. And then we got where other teams invited us to go with them, and one day just kind of lit a spark under Wendy, and she was like, you know what, I want to start a team.
Well, we had gone through some other teams that didn't quite work out for whatever reason. You know, whatever. And, you know, I figured that I was good enough, and we were good enough, and, you know, I mean, the PR is taking up, you know, financially. We haven't been, you know, a little few problems. So the PRS hasn't got as far as we wanted it to this year. But we're going to. We're still there. We're still.
And
we're still
fighting
our way up.
I have to say, it started too. I don't know how many of you guys, you know, watch those shows on Destination America Channel. But I remember one day we were watching the show. And Jack Kenna.
Jack Kenna was on there. And what did I say? I want to know that man. I've been requested him on Facebook.
And never thinking that she'd even get a response.
And we've become quite good friends.
Yes.
Who, Lord, He has mentored us through some times, let me tell you.
And I'm telling you, he is an amazing person because he's always believed. And when we were going through, you know, some rough times, you know, with, he always was there to be a support. But I'm telling you, you know, I'm talking big about him too because he has done so much for the team. And he and Wendy are the ones that, you know, came up with the name and all that. So, and then I'll tell you, you know, you once you establish your team, don't, you know, don't get discouraged if you don't have a lot of equipment because I mean, there's some people who have briefcases filled with stuff. And in my opinion, I would have a few of the basic items, which Wendy will share, because I feel like I'm, like, not giving her a chance.
We have a couple of digital recorders, which we have found out at Henrikus that all you need is a phone. We have an IR camera, which, Lord, you tell me what that is. I can't really explain it.
Well, I'm not going to go into the technical.
I know it has night vision.
Yeah.
But
it's, I'm going to butcher this, but it's something about, it can.
Come on, techie. You're my techie. Who is it?
I'm sorry, tech. Alexis, I need you.
So then we have this app. We have this app that's called, what is it called?
What, the Ghost Radar?
Ghost Radar, that Jack told us about. But I need help on this one. There was a app that we used, and you weren't with me at the time, that we used at Gordonsville at the Exchange Hotel when we did, when we met Haunted Towns guys, Tennessee Rave Chasers. There was a lady there, and she had a app on her, it was actually on her tablet, that picked up the same stuff as a ghost box book. And I know you had to pay for it, which I don't mind, but I would love to have this app. So if y'all know what this app is called, please text me or message me or whatever it is, because I want it. I want it so bad. The next thing that I want that is on my bucket list of items to get is the 360.
That is cool.
Love the 360. It's got another name. What is the other name for it?
Oh, my gosh, because Dennis told us.
Yep, Dennis has them.
Oh. Oh, okay. An IR camera is an infrared camera that's non-contact device that detects infrared energy, heat energy, and converts it into a signal. So it picks up the heat. So when you're going in the dark, you know how it shows the difference.
It's night
vision.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other piece of equipment that's on my bucket list, all these bucket list items that I got a K2 meter. Got to have a K2 meter. But anyway. It's the SLS Kinetics. Want it.
Oh, I know. But be careful on that because our sister team, they got one. And
crap one.
And yeah, and they paid quite a bit of money for it. And it, I don't know. I felt sorry for them on that. So be careful if you go. But that is a really good, and what that does, you know, for all you gamers out there, that's the one, like, it detects you as a, like a stick figure, like when you're playing the game. So you'll see like little stick figures when there's something in the area.
So, we kind of got gypped on the special guest tonight.
Yeah, I want to apologize to everybody, you know. It happens, but, you know, truly sorry. It's nothing against, I mean, Beth Neutron, bless her heart. So, you guys will have to stay tuned to that. We'll have to reschedule her because we want everybody to have an opportunity to, you know, get a reading from her. I do want to say, too, I don't know how many of you out there, you know, have ever gotten a tarot card reading, but we have a friend that...
Oh, the tarot card lady. Ooh.
And I'm going to tell you, you know, you can call me evil. I'm not the son of Satan. I'm not a devil worshiper. But I'm telling you, every single time I did not tell her anything, and she did a tarot card reading on me, and whatever she told me had happened or did happen.
Mm-hmm.
She has never been wrong.
And she's going to be on. But it's going to be one of those on location ones.
Yes.
We may even go audio on that. That would be cool.
That would. And I may do this. I'm going to talk to her, but I may do a contest, and the winner can get a tarot card reading from her.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm serious.
This girl I have known since I was 17, 18 years old. My damn.
Oh, that's a bad word. Don't say that.
What, damn?
Yes.
Well, Lexi gonna get me? Sorry, Lexi. Oh well. Anyway, I've known her a long time, and she's done quite a few on me. You know, she was the person that we would go to a bar, and I'd be like, go find that guy. And she would be my lead, my fish. I'd be the fish in my yard, and she'd go find whoever I wanted to, and then bring them by, you know, like fishing. Anyway, whew, that's water over the bridge. Anyway.
This is the wrong show.
This is the wrong. I need to have a relationship. Well, I need to have a relationship show one night. I really do. You know, I was young, I was stupid, a bit. Well, this guy and this guy and this guy, and can you do a tarot card on me? And every time she did, you know,
oh,
it all came up like, forget it. So,
let me tell you the fishing hole that Wendy went to.
Oh,
anybody that's familiar with Virginia Beach, you probably can figure out what it is. It's on 19th Street. 19th Street, I believe. Mm-hmm. It's on the corner. And the first part of it, the name, kind of sounds a little vulgar. It's Peabody's. But would you believe this? Wendy would go fishing for guys at Peabody's. Now, this was the place where the guy's urinal was a sink.
Well,
a gigantic sink.
I don't know, so it sounds like he's in there.
Well, I went once, but I wasn't fishing for men. Lord, don't let Tony hear that. He'll tell everybody tomorrow, Eric went to Peabody's fishing for men. No, I don't fish for men.
I was 21. I was stupid, okay? Long time ago.
No, you weren't stupid. Don't say that.
I was pretty stupid.
No, I'm going to bring your daughter here. I'm going to go wake her up and bring her here.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so anyway, the moral of the story is that she knows what she's doing. We're going to have her on. It's going to be a kick-ass show.
It is. And I'm going to tell everybody, we got a, our own couple sets of tarot cards. I don't know how to do, you know, do the.
But before that, next week is gonna be the kicker.
Yes, and our special guest, plural, will definitely be there. They won't, you know. Cause you.
Les, what clue would you give it? Would you give a clue? The clue I would give is they need to come to the movies with us.
That's good. I like that.
Mm-hmm. You come to the movies with us, we'll tell you. But you have to come to the movies to be able to know anything we're talking about next week.
Wow. I think that was even on the level that Tony would get.
I think her Pokemon mentor would get too.
Okay. Wow. No.
Well, we are going to a Pikachu movie.
Hey, Pikachu is cool.
Pikachu is cool.
And my game, Pokemon Go, that's my animal. That's my buddy, and he's always finding candy for me.
Mine's Alex, because damn, I think. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I wonder why. And let me tell you this. Alexis would get upset because in the game, you can, you know, send your Pokemon to gyms to battle. And when they get injured, they come back. Well, Alexis would get mad because Alakazam would get injured.
And I would say he's dead.
And she, oh, man, Alexis was almost in tears over that.
Yeah, she was.
So Wendy would have to make sure that she gave him the, whatever it is, the meds to revive him.
Anyway, so, yeah, so we're going to cut this show short because our special guest couldn't make it. And we've rambled way too much.
No, but we can't ramble too much.
You don't think so?
No. I was looking forward to that because I wanted to.
She owes me. She owes me a reading. She owes some other people readings too.
But why everybody is listening in, again, when we have that show and she's on, please let us know and call in.
Yeah.
And she wants to give you readings, and, you know, so we want to show her some love. So make sure you guys tune in to that. Wow.
So don't forget Saturday to come to Greenboro Mall so you can, you know, wish Miss Senior, watch the movie with us. Hey, get to see Pikachu.
Yeah. And if you have any questions, you can actually ask the Pokemon Master.
The Pokemon Master might be there. Oh, that's talking about the mentor or the master may be there.
He will.
You think so?
Yes.
He's already seen that.
He'll see it again.
Just for Lexi, right?
Of course.
Wait.
He'd do anything for Lexi.
I'm pretty sure of that. But anyway, thank y'all for tuning in. Listen to us rambling. So, yeah. Tell your friends WPRS. We have got a really nice prize for number 500, but y'all have to like the page to be number 500. So, anyway, love you all.
Love you guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, I'm sorry this went that way, but sometimes it happens.
But you guys have an awesome night, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
If you have ghosts, you have everything. If you have ghosts, you have everything.